Today we celebrate the baptism of the Lord. And it gives us an opportunity to reflect on some aspects of our own baptism. You know, we just came through Christmas, and we've already said, we've reflected on the incarnation and the nativity. Right? We said that God loves you and loves me so much that he's willing to enter into the chaos of our lives. Why? Why does God want to enter into our world? Because he wants to save us, right? He wants all of us to be saved. That's his great desire. Not that everyone in the world will be saved. We're not talking about universalism. But he desires everyone to be saved. That's what Paul is talking about in today's reading, his letter to Titus. He's exploring that desire of God to save us. And that should be enough to convert us so that we begin to live a life of virtue. Paul starts to talk about that in Titus. And so Jesus is the manifestation of God's desire to save us all. In today's gospel, Jesus is baptized by water, and the veil that separates heaven and earth pulls apart. And we hear God say, "You are my beloved." The apostles and the first disciples imitate what they see. And they baptize new believers. And to this day, Christians across denominations baptize new believers. And by our baptism, you and I become adopted sons and daughters of God. Just like God says to Jesus, "You are my beloved." So too does God say to you, and God say to me, "You are my beloved." Whoa! I mean, that's pretty amazing, huh? It's astonishing to me because there have been times in my life where I did not feel very beloved. There was a time in my life where I totally bought into what the world says that beauty and success look like, you know? And that's a real challenge for me because nothing I do is going to transform me into a 6-foot-tall, blonde-haired, blue-eyed, cut guy. It's not going to happen. Sorry, Gold's Gym. The other problem that I faced during this time of year especially is I would create all these New Year's resolutions that were completely unattainable, totally false. I was chasing a fantasy. And I would invest my time, my effort, my money doing that. And that's exactly what the devil wants me to do. The devil wants me to be a true believer who does nothing. But my brothers and sisters, I have good news. Our baptism sets us free. Free from all those false images of beauty. Free from all those false images of success that we see on TV and in the movies. But wait, there's more. Our baptism unites us into a community of believers. And that's awesome because I don't have to walk this journey alone. And God didn't place me in a community so that I could just put my head down and be quiet. No! Jesus engaged the apostles and the disciples. And so too, we have to engage one another. And that's wonderful because maybe there's something you have, some gift, some talent that can help me become the best version of myself. And maybe there's something I can offer you that can help you become the best version of yourself. And so we help each other, and as a community, we flourish according to God's design. But wait, there's more. What did Jesus do after his baptism? He went out into the world. He spread the good news. He did miracles. He ministered to people. And so we too have an opportunity to reach outside of our parish to other people because the world is full of people who are anxious, who are scared, who have this desire to believe in something bigger than themselves, but they're not sure what to do. We have an opportunity to reach out to them. But how do we do that? We do that by participating in our own parish community. Our bulletin's full of opportunities. And why do we do these things? Why do we have Christmas with Santa, or the Christmas Encuentro, or later this week, Lunch and Learn, later this month, Country Dancing? Why do we have all these activities planned all the way through to Vianney Fest in October? Why do we do that? We do them for lots of reasons, but one of the reasons we do that is so that we can meet each other. There's so many new faces in our parish community, and so many people are moving into the area. We want to create opportunities where we can meet each other, build relationships with each other, because maybe one of us might say to our new friend, hey, I noticed you signed up for Deacon Gene's class that's about to start, where they're going to unpack the scriptural foundation of the Mass. I was afraid to go alone, but because you signed up, I'll go with you. Or later this year when we start doing street evangelization, you might say to your new friend, whoa, you're going to go out and give out rosaries and pray with people on the street? That freaks me out. But if you do it, I'll do it. If we work together in our community, can you imagine the amazing things we can do? And God has blessed us. The wonderful facilities here at St. John Vianney. I know it's a patchwork of facilities, but they're still wonderful. It's a foundation where we can come to help ourselves, to help each other, and to reach out. But it requires our work, right? It requires up to us all to step up. That means we have to donate our time. We have to donate our talents, and we have to make financial contributions to the parish. Other churches bring speakers. Well, it costs money to bring speakers. It costs money to put on retreats. It's going to cost us some money to set up and do St. Paul's street evangelization. One day, wouldn't it be nice if all the lights up there, see all those lights that are out? If all the lights worked the way they're supposed to work. If you've ever been down this road right next to the church at night, has no lighting, no signage. Wouldn't it be nice if it had proper lighting and signage so that visitors to our campus could actually find the PAC or Vianney Center or St. Francis? Wouldn't it be nice when we walk out those doors if the Marian Garden was restored? Wouldn't it be nice if the labyrinth down at the end of the property, those two stations of the cross that have fallen over, wouldn't it be nice if they were reset in concrete the way they're supposed to be? And there's no lighting down there, that would be kind of nice too. The point is, none of those things should be any one person's responsibility. It's all of us working together, because somebody in the community might say, you know what, I don't have time and I don't have money, but I know how to design a garden. That's what I do. And I can design a garden for you that integrates with the irrigation and the electrical, so I'll donate that. Someone else might say, I can't physically do the work, but I'll write a check and I'll help pay for that garden. And someone else might say, I have all the time in the world. I'll plant all the bushes you want. Or I know how to do electrical work, so I can do some of the light electrical projects around the property. Wouldn't that be awesome? Those are just a few examples. But it takes all of us working together, willing to step up and own our baptism. Be willing to approach Father and say, Father, what do you need to help us be successful and accomplish our mission as a parish? If we work together, can you imagine the hearts that we could save? Our baptism sets us free from all the false images the world throws at us. Our baptism unites us with other believers, and our baptism empowers us to reach out into this world to bring a message of hope to people who desperately need to hear it. Homework. Nourished by the Word of God and the Eucharist, there's one thing, one New Year's resolution I ask everyone to do, whether you're a student, high school, college, or you're a retiree at home. We all got to do it. find a mirror in your home. Walk up to that mirror, look yourself in the eye, and say to yourself, you are beloved. You are part of a community. What are you going to do this year to help your community? You are beloved. You are part of a community. What are you going to do this year to help your community? I think if all of us do our homework, it will help us become the intentional disciples that God desires us to be. Now, with intention, huh? Do you got it?
Yes.
Do you get it?
Yes.
Are you going to do it?
Yes.
Good. Then let's get out there and make new disciples.